Here comes the Dalai Lama. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Dalai Lama is on a visit to Seattle this week, preaching compassion, charity, patience, and joy. A message so uncontroversial that even public school children will be taking field trips to see him speak. But these are tough times for compassion in America. Oh, we do food drives, we build wheelchair ramps, we rescue wounded squirrels. But that's compassion with a small c. The Dalai Lama is talking about compassion with a capital C. The kind of compassion that applies even to the unlovable. There's a story today about waterboarding of terror suspects. Former intel officials now confirm that it was authorized at the highest levels, all the way up to the vice president. But this story has never sparked general outrage because we have no compassion for the unlovable. Terrorists, sexual predators, North Korea, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, we'd nuke them all if we had to. And we're not going to pick a president based on compassion. It's not about who's compassionate enough to be president. It's about who's tough enough. Compassion is easy, sitting in a stadium listening to the Dalai Lama. It's a lot tougher in the traffic jam on the way home, and it's really tough towards your enemies. Which is why the Dick Cheney story that's getting all the attention today isn't about waterboarding. It's about the internet photo showing a reflection in his sunglasses that looks like a naked woman. It's actually the reflection of his left hand gripping a fishing rod, which makes his knuckles and fingers look like breasts and legs. Of course, to the young males who run the internet, everything looks like breasts and legs. But that's okay. I treat them all with compassion. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.